You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
You listen to Live with Rank. Appreciate that very, very much. And online with me is Congressman Justin Amash, a Republican slash Libertarian slash Constitutionalist, as I've been saying in promoting this, from the 3rd District here in the state of Michigan. Welcome to the Live with Rank show, Congressman. You couldn't make it in studio this time, so we're doing it via phone.
Well, thanks for having me, Rank.
Well, you've been quite a busy man over the last few weeks, especially how are your thumbs and forefingers doing with all that tweeting you've been doing?
I'm doing okay.
Well, we're going back to some of the issues. There's a lot to talk about here and a lot of time. So let's go back and discuss some of the things that have transpired since you last were on the show. And so I'm going to do this in order of time. From a couple weeks ago, where the whole fiasco that happened, or whatever anybody wants to claim concerning the repeal and replace of the health care plan with the American Health Care Act, and when the Freedom Caucus, which you are part of, were defiant against that act, President Trump tweeted specifically calling out Meadows, Jordan, and is that Labrador, would get on board. We would have both great health care and massive tax cuts and reform. You replied back, it didn't take long for the swamp to drain at real Donald Trump. No shame, Mr. President. Almost everyone succumbs to the D.C. establishment. That was on March 30th. And so what were you trying to convey to not only your constituents, but President Trump then?
Yeah. To be clear, though, my tweet was in response to a different tweet where he said that they should fight us in 2018.
Well, I was going to get to that. Wasn't that Scavino? Because then I know the storm.
Scavino was a separate tweet. So we've had the White House, whether the president or Scavino, take several shots at us. It's not. It hasn't just been a couple times.
Okay. Well, wherever it came from, or from whichever tweet, what message were you putting out there with that?
Well, look. Since I've been in Congress this term, we haven't seen the Trump administration really take the side of conservatives in any clear way. I mean, most of the big stuff coming out of the White House is on the side of the leadership team, the establishment, and others. So, I think it's easy to talk on the campaign trail about wanting to drain the swamp and changing Washington and fighting the establishment. But most people, when they get to Washington, they change. They become something different. And I just wanted to send that message that, look, it looks like things have been changing, and not for the better.
Well, because you believe that what has been pushed policy-wise is not been discussed among conservative groups, just from the leadership or the president or his administration, with no discussion with you guys in the Freedom Caucus or other caucuses?
I think the president's getting bad advice. I think he's getting bad advice from some of the people around him. And there's been a strong connection between our party leadership in D.C. and the White House. And it's not really what he said he would do on the campaign trail. So if he wants to repeal and replace Obamacare, we can do that. But you can't do it through the GOP bill that they were pushing, which didn't repeal Obamacare in any way, nor did it offer any sort of satisfactory replacement of Obamacare.
Well, I want to get to that because you did make some news yesterday in your town hall concerning that. The question, I guess, to wrap up this section is this. There seems to be a lot of Twitter wars now between you and whomever in the public Republican administration or Trump administration. And I guess I want to ask you, do you think, who is that helping? Is that helping you, the president, or the Freedom Caucus?
Well, I don't know who it's helping. My tweets have been in response to the White House's tweets at us or at me. So they can make the decision at some point that it's not worth the effort to constantly go after us. But if they want to go after us, they'll get some responses.
Did he not come? I can't remember. Didn't the president come and discuss this bill, the American Health Care Act, with the Freedom Caucus?
Well, we went to the White House. We spent some time at the White House meeting with the president, and I actually thought he was very gracious at that meeting. I didn't have any issues. In fact, after the whole thing fell apart, some reporters asked me about the president, and I said I thought he was gracious about the whole thing. He was working hard to try to get it done. But I do think that he's getting bad advice, and many of the suggestions we're hearing from the White House are simply, recastings of suggestions from our leadership.
Well, let me ask you, you said he was very gracious, Congressman Amash. You were filmed walking across the street in Washington when a reporter asked you, do you think this is actually a negotiating tactic by the president, quote unquote, or do you think this is a constructive way to do it? And you know what you replied. Most people don't take too well to being bullied. I mean, it's constructive in fifth grade, end quote. Was that before or after the meeting in the White House?
That was after. That was after the – what was unusual was – before the vote was called off, the president, I thought, did a pretty good job of showing some restraint and working with us and being gracious and reaching out. And then after it fell apart, he took to Twitter and started attacking. And that was just a very different approach. And maybe, that's the way he operates. And then his social media guy was even more direct.
Dan Scavino, when he called for someone primarying you next year. I guess the concern I have, and Justin, Congressman Amash, he's been here in Michigan, obviously. I think this is your third term, right?
Fourth.
It's your fourth term. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's been too long for me. We've known each other for a long time in your role as a politician, and I support a lot of what you do. And in fact, I believe that you being one of the only, I don't know if you still are one of the only, giving the reasons why you vote for something on your Facebook page is a great thing, because at least your constituents get an idea why you voted, and then they or not voted yes or no, up or down, and then they can make their own decision, which is a great thing, and support a lot of what you're doing. My concern is that by calling tweeting out that it's constructive as a fifth grader when you're a fifth, it's constructive in fifth grade, that's not going to endear you to this president, right?
Well, to be clear, I didn't tweet that out. And
no,
also,
you said that. No, you didn't tweet it, but you said it to a reporter, as they said, walking across the street.
Yeah, and that was in response to the president saying he should, we must fight them in 2018. So, if the president wants to keep taking jabs at members of Congress, that's his prerogative, but he's not immune from criticism either. I mean, it goes both ways. You can't have a situation where the president can say whatever he wants about anyone, and then members of Congress are just supposed to stay quiet about it.
No, I don't disagree with you, Congressman Amash, and I agree that
we're co-equal branches of government, so if he wants to come after
when did that happen? And I say that jokingly because it should have, that disappeared over the last 8 years being a co-equal branch of government. And I'm glad that you're bringing it back. And believe me, I'm with you with that. My concern is that, yes, there are times I wish President Trump does not pick the right words to say whatever he wants to say. And I'm concerned that you as a Michigan representative and my representative, I don't know how productive it is getting into that with them. I certainly understand your sentiment and your concern. Now, real quickly, got to go to break in about a minute.
Those are isolated situations anyways. I was asked by some reporters while I was walking away. It's not like I saw the cameras there.
Well, and I know politics is politics. It's a different game than one that we play out here. Concerning the American Health Care Act, yesterday at your town hall, you brought up that Republicans' attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare, you suggested to those constituents at that town hall meeting in Cedar Springs High School that the House Speaker should play a, quote, nonpartisan, end quote, role, focus more on the process than politics. And then you went on to say, quote, we can fix it, but we need either a change in the direction from this speaker or we need a new speaker, end quote.
Yep.
So I'm going to take a quick break. What did you mean by that? What is Speaker Ryan not doing that you would like to see him do? And what do you want to see in a bill that would repeal and replace Obamacare? Is what we're going to address coming up right after this quick break, because it's being reported out there in headlines. Congressman Moss says Speaker Ryan needs to pivot or he's out of there. Or you know, it's being exploited, obviously, by certain agenda-driven newspapers will do. So we'll talk to Congressman Amash coming up right after this. You're listening to Live with Ring.
95.3 WBCK.